Go ahead and call to order the January 13th meeting of the Planning Commission. For those of you who may not have attended a commission meeting in the past, let me real briefly tell you our process. When we discuss an agenda item, we'll discuss, we'll name the application. I will ask if anyone would like to speak on behalf of the application. And after we hear those folks, I'll ask if anybody wants to hear against it. Then it will be back to commission for a decision. If you wish to speak on behalf of or against an application, we would ask that you come down to the podium and please state your name and address for the record. And after you have made your comments, if you would just pause for a moment to answer any questions the commissioners may have. All right, our first order of business today is approval of the minutes of the December 9th work session and regular meeting. Are there any changes or additions or corrections, or may I entertain a motion to accept them as presented?
So moved.
Second. Second. All in favor?
Madam Chair, I cannot vote. I was not in attendance.
You'll have to take it on faith. All right. Our next order of business is the election of officers, which we do every January. We have three positions, a chairperson, a vice chair, and a secretary, and that position is generally filled by our, in this case, interim planning director. So we'll go through them position by position. I will now accept nominations for the chair position. Mr. Brule.
I would like to nominate you, Ms. Stewart, as continued chairperson.
Okay. Any
second.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay, not hearing any, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Okay. All right, now the vice chair. I'll open the floor for nominations for that position.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to nominate Mr. Hunter for that position.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Any other nominations? Okay, so now I'll ask for the vote on Mr. Hunter as our vice chair. All in favor? Okay. And for our interim secretary, I guess that would be the appropriate term, may we have nominations?
I'd like to nominate Tommy Paradise.
Second.
Our planning director.
All right, any other nominations? Okay, I'll call for the vote. All in favor? All right, thank you. Well, then I guess we have, with only one change, we're going to continue on. All right. Now, our first application is for a proposed rezoning located at Fermata Place, and the applicant is the City of Aiken city manager and various property owners. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this application?
Madam Chairman,
yes.
I guess in the absence of anybody else, I should speak for it and put a little explanation into the record.
All right, let's do that.
If these are 10 lots on Fermata Place, and all of these lots are less than 0.54 acres in size. They meet, they're more of your standard residential zoning lot size rather than the RSS zone. The RSS zone requires a minimum of a 3-acre lot. Because of the non-conforming size of these lots, I mean, several times we've had occasions where we've had to grant variances for people to build, make additions, that type thing, and it's become, it's, It gives the property owners restrictions that they can't meet because of the size of the lot. And what this rezoning does is it should put it in a zoning classification that's realistic for the size lots they are. In reviewing it and in talking with the people that have called in, the one question is, what is the downside? And there's only one downside that I have been able to come up with, and that is, and that depends on which side you sit on. In the RSS zone, a horse vehicle is exempt from oversized regulations. So you can park your horse rig in your front yard in an RSS zone, regardless of the size lot. Hmm. Now, if you're a horse person, that's good. If you're not a horse person, that might be bad. But the uses are compatible. In fact, the RS-15 is more restrictive and more the residential. The height would go from 50 feet to 35 feet. And there is, in putting a side-by-side analysis on the uses, there wasn't any significant problems for somebody that was going to live there in their house.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, not hearing any people to speak for or against, and we've had this wonderful comments from Mr. Paradise. I'll send it back to commission for a motion.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion in reference to application 15-60004, a rezoning request on tax parcels 105-16-05-001 through 010, meaning 10 lots, that we would recommend it favorably to City Council to accept that request. I second.
Okay. All right. Then we'll call for the vote. All in favor? Okay. Thank you. And this, of course, will go to Council January 26th. All right, our next one is very similar. The location of this is Gilbert Street Southeast, and it is the same request to change 14 lots from RSS to RS-15. Mr. Paradise, would I be correct in assuming that a lot of the rationale you explained on the previous one would apply to this?
Yes, ma'am. The proposed rezoning is for the same specific reasons. The only difference is for Model Place is located in a historic district. The Gilbert Place is not in a historic overlay or an overlay district, so there's not that protection. If somebody wanted to come in and build a 50-foot tall house tomorrow on Gilbert Street in the RSS district, we would have to approve those plans, which normally is a 35-foot is the height limit.
Right. Okay. All right, is there anyone here to speak on behalf of this application other than Mr. Paradise? Is there anyone to speak in opposition? Okay, then it's back to commission for a motion.
Madam Chair, with respect to application number 15-60005, a rezoning request for tax parcels number 121-15-12-001 through 14 through 105-1605-014, comprising 14 lots, I move that we recommend this to City Council because it is consistent with the comprehensive plan.
All right. We have a motion that's been made and seconded. All in favor? Okay. Thank you. We will go to Council on the 26th. All right. Item B has been postponed, so now we will take up the application from Ultra Tan Incorporated regarding the signage on South Park Shopping Center. Is there anyone present to speak on behalf of this application? Yes, sir. You'll step down to the podium.
I'm Randy Curtis, president of Ultra Tan. We're requesting a variance on our signage for the space. A couple of points is that it's a 3,000 square foot space that's very long and narrow. Normally, in a situation like that, we would have 1.5 times the space for our signage. And we had gone back to the landlord who had approved our sign to be placed. And evidently, there was some confusion with the size that was allowed for that space.
Okay. Any questions from the commissioners?
For Ultra Tan, is this your typical size signage?
Yes, that's our prototype signs, yes. Okay. Typical in size and font that would be.
And how does that, the space that it's on, compare with your typical other locations for that size sign?
For that size sign, this space is net more narrow than a normal space.
Okay. Other questions for Mr. Curtis?
So you're aware that this is a plan concept sort of design.
At the time, we did not.
Okay.
At that time, we did not.
And those things have lots of detailed requirements regarding signage.
Correct.
And I think that everybody out there has complied with those restrictions. I think. I may be wrong, Mr. Paradise. Have there been any exceptions that you're aware of to those restrictions?
Not to my knowledge.
And the sign that you have is not in compliance with those restrictions.
That's correct.
What would it cost? It's going to cost you some money. You have any idea how much?
Typical to erect a sign, have a sign manufactured and erected, we're looking at $7,000, $8,000,
$10,000, just depending. Yeah. So it would cost you, you're looking at it costing you up to $10,000 just to replace that sign?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Mr. Curtis, when you applied for the sign permit from the city, were you not made aware of the restrictions?
I was not. One of the ladies in the office had made the application, and she had sent it over to the landlords, the developers, for approval. And apparently when she sent that over for approval, she thought she had all the approval she needed, so she sent it over to the guy that manufactured the sign.
See. Okay, so technically you didn't get a city
Correct.
Permit. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Okay.
If I can expand on that a little bit. When the application came into the city, I contacted the number on the permit application and explained the situation to the lady on the other end. I suggested that they look at a 16-inch tall ladder and see if that would bring it down and let them do what they wanted to do with it, because that would have been consistent with the nail salon next door. And when at completion of that conversation, they were going to do that and resubmit. The next thing in the process was seeing it on the wall.
So it's your recollection, Mr. Paradise, that they contacted your office, you explained to them that there were restrictions and something, and gave them a suggested size, and then the next thing you heard, which was sometime after that conversation, right? Within a week, maybe?
No.
More than a week?
More than a week.
More than a week later, the sign went up as it is.
Yes.
So your conclusion from that is that they didn't listen to what you told them. Is that right?
Or were you talking to somebody at the developer versus somebody...
I think that was where the issue was, the guy that manufactured the sign, the company that manufactured versus the lady that you spoke with. I think that's where the communication breakdown was. We did not just go put that sign up and disregard what you had said.
Okay, so you don't think he was talking to somebody in your office?
No, he did. He did, but she did not communicate that properly to the sign manufacturer.
Oh, okay.
But he did talk to somebody in your office.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
But possibly she made a mistake.
Yes, she did.
Well, you put us in a bit of a quandary here.
I understand.
All right, are there any other questions, Mr. Curtis? All right, thank you. We may call you back up if we need to. All right, is there anyone who would like to speak against this application? All right, then it's back to the commission for either a motion or motion to suspend the rules. We need to have more discussion.
I move we suspend the rules so we're allowed to discuss it.
Second.
All right. All in favor? Okay. Let's talk about this some more then. Jack, you seem to have...
Yeah, I have a problem. I admit I have a problem with it. I mean, it's an error on the part of an employee. I don't know what level employee she was, but I think she was pretty local. And I think it was... I'm assuming it was an honest mistake, and I hate to... penalize these people $10,000. That's a lot. That seems like a lot of money. I mean, they did kind of mess it up, I guess. But still, I have a bit of a problem with it.
Okay.
With the current sign or the
no, I have
situation.
A bit of a problem requiring them to take it down. And
that's
put it
a lot of money.
Gotcha.
That's a lot of
money. Gotcha.
Tommy, let me ask you this. How many other signs, are there any others left to go up in that? Is this not the last one?
It's either the last one or the next to the last.
I don't think there's any more. I'm looking today and I don't remember there being another one.
Well, I didn't either. That's why I thought I would ask.
I don't. If there is, they're just about full up.
Well, the reason I'm asking the question is if we allow this to go forth as it is, then we're basically saying to the others, or to whomever is left, that the rule doesn't apply.
And within the last year, Party City did come to us and asked for a change. Mm-hmm. And this commission recommended the council that not be allowed. And then I've been told now that council disproved that as well. They turned it down. And so I'm just a firm believer personally of what's fair is fair. If we're, how fair is it to Party City if we allow this one, or we recommend to council that we allow it, and we just within the last year turn Party City down?
And in a contiguous building like this, where signage is so much a part of just what you see as you pan and you look at this whole development, I'm struggling a little bit with. You look at this, you see kind of a mass, and then, like I said, you pan from side to side, and you see the signage. You can just tell a lot of time's gone into the signage and the design and the concept plan and what's, what's been approved and what hasn't. I just struggle a little bit with making one exception in a building where all of the businesses are contiguous and everyone else is played by the rules. I'm struggling with that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm struggling with both sides of it. I want to be consistent and fair, and yet I do feel sorry. And I would say one of the other things to take us to a global level, one of the things we do have to think about is when we went through this process with South Park, we spent a lot of time with the Halverson Group to make sure that this became kind of a model and that we would be very consistent for future developments within the city. And so I think we need to look at how this may affect, some of the discussions for some other strip centers.
It doesn't, you know, looking at it, it just doesn't jump out at me as being all that horrible looking. You know, it really doesn't. I mean, I agree, you know, it's the principle of a thing significant enough to make them spend $10,000. That's the issue.
Yeah, and also, I mean, and I see both sides, and I'm struggling with both sides, too. But in his favor and in his defense, his building is set back. It's right there set back on the edge of Party City.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's got that wall. So coming down Whiskey that way. Or
yep, I agree. I thought about the same
thing.
That's
true. It's true.
And then on the other side, he's got the little roof thing.
Yeah.
Sir, can I ask you a question about your sign real quick?
Yes, sir.
Because
would
it's come up in the past. Just had one quick question. We have had before this commission within the last year a lot of signs. This is indicated on your application to be just an LED sign. Does it have any backlighting to it, or are the letters just self-contained with elements inside of that, or can you describe the lighting on that?
There is a self-contained sign with LEDs, outlined with LED lights.
So I'm going to see just the letter U. I'm just going to see a yellow U.
Yes.
I'm not going to see any white behind it or anything else to shadow it or anything else.
Okay.
That's the only question I have, Madam.
Okay, well, I have one other. Now, do you use the same firm, the same sign firm, to build signs for your company?
Yes, we do.
On the basis of the quantity of business that you do with them, is there any opportunity to go to them and ask for some adjustment from, and I know the $10,000 was at the high end, you said anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000.
Yes.
Is there any possibility to work with them to help you?
We could work with them. We can talk with those guys. You were talking to a small family-run business, and to be perfectly honest, the guy's Asian. He doesn't really speak very good English, to be honest with you.
Okay.
How many ultra tan
businesses
are there in the Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina region?
In the three states, we just opened. That's our 85th store.
85.
And we haven't had issues with our signs anywhere else where we've had an error where we've made a mistake.
You have not. You have not. You put this sign up everywhere. Never had a problem.
No, we haven't had one that we stumbled and fell the way we fell.
Oh, okay. You have had areas where you had to increase or make the sign smaller or whatever.
No, we just haven't had one that we put it up and found out it was wrong.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We hadn't had that issue before.
But my question is, though, you got this sign out there.
Yes.
It may be that on Ultra Tan in Columbia, you might have Ultra Tan and the letters would be smaller.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
So you do have a smaller sign template.
Yes.
I assume we're talking about a tanning salon here or something.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
This is a weird coffee shop or something. Never can tell.
All right, are there any other questions for the applicant? Thank you once again.
So let me just ask one more question.
Oh, okay, well, there's one more.
So were this sign to come down, you would still be able to use this sign at another location, right?
If we open anymore. The one thing with our industry, I'm going to be honest with you, is we're on a kind of a downhill slide. We had said this would be our last store that we open. That doesn't mean that we won't.
Right.
But we said that this would be our last store.
So your business model doesn't include any additions right now?
At this point, no, sir.
Question. All right. Well, thank you. Any other discussion points from the commissioners?
Can I ask a quick question, Mr. Paradise?
Definitely.
Mr. Paradise, have any of the other tenants in the building said anything about this sign?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. All right. Any other comments? All right, not hearing any further discussion, then I'll ask for a motion to resume the rules.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor? All right, so now it's back to the commission for a motion. May I entertain a motion on this application?
Madam Chairman, I'll make a motion. On application 15-23002, on the plan commercial signage revision for South Park Shopping Center, tax parcel 106-08-03-005 for the applicant Ultratan, I would make a motion that we send an unfavorable recommendation to council and decline this application based on the fact that it is not consistent with what others have done in that shopping center area and consistent with the rules and regulations of the city of Aiken.
I second that motion.
Comprehensive plan, yes, ma'am.
Concept plan.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay. I second. All right. We have a motion. It's been seconded. All in favor? Okay. All right. Then this, sadly, Mr. Curtis, and we do have empathy. Now, this is our recommendation, and it will be, you'll have an opportunity to attend City Council meeting on January 26th. We are merely a recommending body, so you'll have another opportunity to present your case and see if they will rule differently. All right. And our last item is the possible revisions to the policy on provision of water and sanitary sewer services to unincorporated area. We have spent 3 or 4 months discussing this. We have before us a draft of this policy. I don't know who we're talking for against this one, would there? It's just us.
Well, there might be somebody.
Okay, all right. Because I didn't see the I have an application number, so this is different.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone who would like to speak on behalf of these proposed revisions? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to these proposed revisions? Then it's back to commission. For a motion?
Yeah. Madam Chairman, I make a motion that we approve this revision to the policy and provisions of water and sanitary sewer service to the unincorporated areas as presented.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. We have a motion and it's duly seconded. All those in favor? Okay. All right. Well, there being no further business, this meeting is adjourned.
All right. Good job.